I'm here with former Saints coach Jim Mora. Coach Mora, we're going to forget about that Indianapolis stint. We're here in New Orleans, so we're going to just pretend you've always been Saints. But you're here for training camp. What brings you to the Saints training camp?
Well, I do some stuff with WDSU every year for their Saints on Six shows when they're on national TV. And normally I come back this time of year for kind of a little bit promotion. It just so happened that the Saints are starting training camp yesterday and today. So I decided to, I'm going back home this afternoon, but was at practice yesterday and practice today and having fun, enjoying it.
You know, pretty early in training camp and certainly different circumstances than when you were a coach, a lot more, I guess, pleasant circumstances practice-wise. But what have you seen out of the Saints so far? Or is there much that you can tell after a day of practice?
It's a little bit difficult. You know, they're not in pads, and I've only seen their first practice. But I was encouraged. I was impressed, optimistic. I talked to Sean, and I talked to Mickey, and they seem upbeat and optimistic. And, you know the Saints are going to have a good offensive team. I think where they need to improve is defensively, and I think they're taking steps to do that. So I was impressed with practice yesterday. Enthusiasm was good. Energy was good. And we'll have to see what happens as the season goes on. It's hard to predict anything right now, but based upon what I saw, I'm encouraged.
Yeah. You know, when you were coaching, training camp was under much more grueling circumstances,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
But, you know, is there, I guess, just a different way to skin a cat? Or, you know, maybe because everyone's working under the same parameters,
right.
I guess everything's equal.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with what, you know, the new rules they got now, where they can't have two-a-days. They have a practice and they have a walkthrough. And, you know, I've had former players in the NFL think that it's hurt the quality of play. I don't think it has. I've had guys say, oh, they don't know how to tackle anymore. You know, that's a bunch of baloney. They do know how to tackle just like they used to. So it's probably the best route to go, I think. And a lot different than when I was coaching here. We were in Hammond going two-a-days every day forever in full pads. And but this is good. I think it cuts down on the injuries, hopefully. Keeps them fresher, and of course the facilities here are outstanding, and if it does get too hot or humid outside, they can go inside. We didn't have that when I was here, but I think what they're doing now is the right way to go.
You know, some of your teams trained in La Crosse, Wisconsin. The Saints recently just came back from the Greenbrier in West Virginia. Is there a benefit to, I guess, having training camp in those kind of conditions?
I don't think you have to do that anymore. I guess when they, you know, the reason we did it was we trained in Hammond, you know, my first 2 years, which was the conditions were not good over there. The dorms weren't good.
No.
The food, the heat and humidity every day. Here they got ideal conditions. Now, sure, you got the heat and humidity, but they can get out of that anytime they want to and go have an efficient, effective practice, you know, in their indoor facility. So I don't see a problem with them having training camp here. I think it probably, I would guess from what I've seen in here, the right way to go. I mean, it's a lot easier, a lot more conducive for the players to be home. The facility, you know, the Saints people have everything right here, the press, the equipment people, everything. It makes it easier. And like I say, only one practice a day, access to an indoor facility. That makes it a lot better.
Yeah. And, Coach, finally, we'll let you out of here on this one. One of your former players, Morton Anderson, about to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame
right.
in the next couple of weeks. Just your thoughts on it.
Well, I'm going back there. I'm going to Canton next week for Morton's induction into the Hall of Fame. Certainly well-deserved, no question about it. You know, you don't see – there's only one other kicker in the Hall of Fame. That's mm-hmm. Jan Stenerud. Morton will be the second, but well-deserved. He deserves to be in it. And I'm looking forward to going back there and being a part of it, you know, just going, watching, getting enshrined.
As former Saints coach Jim Mora here on the Saints Training Camp Report.